so enjoyed your governed shiur that that I have to try to clarify in my mind what I wanted to talk about, because there's a lot of svaras that he said that were so new to me and interesting that preoccupied my mind. But I'll manage. Medrash says in Parsha Shmos that Los of Lovay, Klal Yisrael, is going to come to Avraham Avinu and going to say Barchenu. And Avraham Avinu is going to say Luchu Eitzel Yitzchak Shalom Ad Yesem Yemeni. Radal explains that Yitzchak was what we would call an FFB. Avraham Avinu started late, didn't live as long as Yitzchak Avinu, and therefore Yitzchak had a schus to learn more Torah than Avraham Avinu. And when it comes to Yitzchak Avinu is going to say, "B'chu Eitzel Yankiv, go to Yaakov Avinu, Sheshimesh Yitzchak Rimeni." Radal explains because he not only did he learn by his father, but he learned Hashem Ve'Ever. So he had more Shemesh than his father. He was in more yeshivas. Yaakov Avinu lived 33 years less than his father. So 33 years less, you would say that because he was Meshamesh, more Tamir Chachamim, that made his bracha greater. So the Medrash is teaching us that you can't underestimate what Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is, what learning in yeshivas is, in terms of the godless that it can bring from people. And that since Yaakov had the maila of B'mishamish Mor Talmidei Chachamim, that gave a certain bechina of greatness, even more than 33 years of more learning. Phenomenal chiddush in the Medrash. Me'olam le'pasuk yeshiva me'aviseinu, Avram zok me'yeshiv yeshiva, Yitzchak zok me'yeshiv yeshiva. Each one yeshiva had a different flavor. Except Eliezer and Avram, where the Gemara says, Shadei le'mashim b'tarosu sh'rabba le'acherim. His yeshiva was just to give over Teretz Avram, but Yitzchak had his own chiddush, and Avram and Yankov each had their own chiddush, what their mida and Torah was. And whatever Shem Ve'Ever was, Klapi, what Yitzchak gave over, gave Yitzchak Avinu an advantage. So, B'nai Yeshiva understand this concept that learning from Rabbein, and the more Rabbein you have, like Gemara said, Navi Zara Lashon, of a person should be a Talmud Chachamim. The Rambam always talks about Talmud Chachamim. We call it Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam Kamat always uses the words Talmud Chachamim. Because if you have many Chachamim to learn from, then you have more exposure to different drachim and Torah. In our yeshiva, we designed to give many, many different drachim from many daily Torah. Different people can find one derech more suited than the other. Some people can take maziga of different things. But each and every Rebbe gives, in the Kaiser Beis HaMedrash, something special that connects people to Torah in a unique way. The Schus and Rav David had Baruch Shem Rafua Shleima that we all were so concerned with, and when you hear the Geshmak of Torah that he's given over, the Breitkeit, and the ideas, and the lumdus, and the Havana, and Bachram exposed to that, that creates greatness, as many of the great Rabbeim of the Yeshiva. And the Chiddush Arim was added once to say, I think a very fascinating Ha'ara, that when Gamliel was removed from being the Nosi, and they took instead Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And Rav Elazar ben Azariah was misalik the Shem Rav Pesach, and they said everyone can come in. So the Gemara says that established sasson by Samedrash, hundreds of sasson were added. Chol shadaite the Rabbi Gamliel, had chalish zadas. Frekt the chiddush arim havana dike question. What was the chalish zadas? He had a shita. His shita was that quality is better than quantity, and that therefore he didn't want to take in the talmidim that weren't teshu gibare. So what was he upset about now that he saw that there's so many talmidim in Beis Medrash? Very interesting question, I think. Yishurim says an idea that the koyach haTorah was so great that Gamliel saw that it made the talmidim teshu gibare as well, and that the yeshiva that takes in different types can accomplish a tremendous amount by bringing out the kaychas of different people. When they come, and there are different types of talmidim, some that came in teshu gibare, some that didn't come in teshu gibare. But if you have varied and great people teaching Torah, then that can make people and change them in the quality of their lives. And every Makom Torah and every Yeshiva Gedola is a cherished treasure to Klal Yisrael, because each Makom gives from its Rabbein and its Derech and its Mahalach. Each one gives something that creates the panorama of Klal Yisrael, of different mahalchim. Arizal writes that the 12 Shvatim each davened a different nusach. There wasn't uniformity. At the same time, they were still Shvatim and they were together, but they had their own nusach. And just like different Rabbeim have different nuschos, and different yeshivas have different nuschos, and different Rosh yeshivas have different nuschos, they're all part of the master plan of the Eberster, the Torah, the Patish, the Faith, the Sela, has so many, many aspects to it. And we are humbly proud of the aspects of Torah Hagdashah that comes from our Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is flourishing today with the Valdik Shiur, the Bochum, Shtaka Rangitan Lernen, from all walks of life, from all parts of the world, and there's such a seriousness in the Beis Medrash Be'emes, and so much shtayin that's going on, and the chizik we feel by coming here, looking around, and talking to people, also from various places, also that are accomplishing great things in Limud HaTorah and in Avodas HaTzibur, and in each one in their own unique way, connecting with back to their Rabbeim and the different things they were exposed to from the godless that was seen and was expressed. And that chizit that we have, that the Olam comes together in Mechazit the Yeshiva, in Mechazit us as well. Because in Avodas HaKodesh, there are great nisyonos. Rabbi Chasmi used to say that if a person works in a factory of silk, he can end up stepping on silk. And if a person works in a factory where they print svarim, he can chalila step on shamus. And if a person works in a yeshiva, he can chalila step on the Shabbos. So the Avoda to try to help each Talmud and create the Avira and making people shtayg, and the balance of helping each and every Yochid and at the same time creating a matzav of learning these nisyonis for people that are in yeshivas are great ones. And we need chizuk too. And I can honestly say that when you look at this oilam, I personally, I'm sure everybody else as well, feels mechuzik to see that the efforts and our attempts at being chanecho narapudarkai, giving each Talmud and trying to find the right connections for them and the right mahala for them is Navayi Rabba, and Eibush Hashigivus continues after the Shmaya, Nischus of the Rashivus Hanabrocha, and all those that preceded to be Marbets and Machsukter in the Yeshiva that put their life and Sirs Nefesh in to many of the people sitting here. That in their schus, and the schus of the rabbin, and the schus of all the talmidim that are being mechazik us, should help us weiter to uf with our talmidim and take every yachid as a yachid. Every yachid is an oil mole. Every yachid to understand that what we can possibly be mashpia on them can affect them and Dairis, and to look at each and every Talmud as an Olam Mole that's going to be a leader in his own family, a leader in his community, and a Marbet Teira, a Machzik Teira, a Machzik, a Mishpacha, and a Kehila. And maybe we should give him Kayach, that we should be able to continue and get the Chizik from the former Talmidim, and the Yeshiva should continue. If you come to Yeshiva today, you'll spoil the smother and the level, B'liayin Hara. It's Lahafli, and Baruch Hashem, Reb Baruch is Mimamshich, his father and my father is Derech, of Mimchazit Yeshiva, Ba'ayfin, Nifla Mutsuyin Ma'oid, the Ebshad Ha'elfin, that we should have the continued Tatar Shemaya, in the schus of the Heilige Abbas of the Yeshiva, of Rashiva, of Weinberg, of David, of Klevsky, my father, and all those that lived, breathed Torah, Yerushalayim, Achrayis, and all of those values should help our Yeshiva continue to be the unique Makom Torah it is, and we should value the connection with our Talmidim and be all together in helping bring